has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful San Diego County, California, up in the North County of San Diego, in Carlsbad, California. We're here on Sanford and Son Friday. It is the October 14th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And believe it or not, it's not Groundhog Day. It isn't Thursday anymore. It is Friday, but I have in the studio this morning the one and only Bill Gunderson, the captain of the ship. Good morning, sir.
Good. Hey, you know, there's just so much going on in the market right now. This is earnings season. I can't not be here during earnings season.
You know, there's something about this new office. It's drawing you like a moth to the flame.
I really like it. I really do. It's quiet. I felt vulnerable on the 19th floor. You know, I just felt vulnerable. Earthquake.
Well, what's
tsunami.
Happening with the doggone market and being vulnerable?
It's really having a good day here.
It
so
is.
Far. That's, you know, that doesn't happen on Friday very often. Where we get a Friday and a good market to coincide on the same day
and a full moon.
That's a treat. That's a treat. The Dow is up 133 points. I've said all week to focus on earnings, and that's what's moving the market higher. The Dow is at 18,232. The S&P's up 14 to 2,146. The NASDAQ's starting to gain some steam here, up 38 to 5,251. Crude oil's even up 3 cents to $50.47. Gold down 440. To $1,253 per ounce. Silver is flat. The euro is flat. And where are we at on interest rates today? 1.77%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Rob Sanford. You saw me carry in a fishing pole this morning, didn't you?
I did. And you were so obsessed with that fishing pole, you left your keys in the office door.
No, those were the keys to the boat, and I was hoping somebody would take them and steal the boat, you know?
You didn't bring in a reel, though. You just have a rod.
Well, you can tie. Can't you tie some line and let her rip? Yesterday, I was walking on the beach after the market closed. I was actually talking to a fella back in Indiana while I was talking, and the half-day boats were fishing just, maybe quarter of a mile offshore.
I saw the Oceanside 95.
Right in
coast.
Front of our office. And I got the fever. You know how you get the fever?
Oh, yeah.
You know what that's
all
about.
Oh, I do. Sure.
And I said, you know what? I got to bring my pole to work tomorrow.
Just hold it.
Yeah, well, just have it.
Sit at the desk and hold it.
I can fish vicariously on the Oceanside 95.
That's right.
You notice how clean that pole is? There's not a scale.
Oh.
It's because it hasn't been used.
That's bad.
That's really bad. And look at my computer. It's filthy.
Scales all over.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I got to get my priorities straight. Okay. All right. Bank earnings roll in today. Why is the market rallying today? Earnings season revs up, and that's one of the big reasons I'm here. And yesterday, the day before, I said, look, all the noise in the market. How much noise is there? You've been doing this now for enough.
Every different direction.
Yeah, every different direction. And how many people get nervous every time the market goes down triple digits?
Oh, my goodness.
And I say, like a racehorse. You've seen the horses with the blinkers on, so they can't see to the right or can't see to the left. Blinders. No, they're blinkers. Blinkers.
Are they called blinkers?
Oh, they're absolutely called blinkers.
They're not called blinders.
Blinkers.
They're called blinkers.
Why would you want to put a blinder on a horse? He's got to see where he's going.
So in the horse race world, they're called blinkers,
absolutely.
Not blinders.
Absolutely. I've helped trainers put blinkers on horses.
Got Ken yelling in our ear that they're blinders.
Oh, no, blinkers. All right. Investors need to put on blinkers. And forget about, you know, GDP in China.
I'm with you, Ken. I think they're blinders.
And Trump revelations and whatever else is out there.
Right.
And they need to focus straight ahead because the finish line, the prize is earnings. That's what everybody's after. That's the pot of gold. That's the purse that we're all after. Why is the market up today? Because of good earnings from J.P. Morgan. Because of good earnings from Wells Fargo. Because of good earnings from Citigroup. The bank stocks. The stocks that Miss Warren, Elizabeth, loves to hate.
You've been saying it, though. You've been saying that for weeks, that it's all about earnings. And even with all of the controversy around an organization like Wells Fargo, when earnings are solid, their stock goes
up. Back to earnings.
Isn't that crazy?
And the market, especially the market, it comes back to earnings, okay? And this quarter that we're in right now and they're reporting, it's expected. I personally think that when all is said and done, it's going to be a growth quarter versus the same quarter last year. And next quarter, we're looking for 5% growth versus the same quarter last year. How can you not be bullish on this market? Well, you know, we'll see where the numbers come in at when I do the newsletter today. I'm anxious to see myself. If I was a listener out there, I'd be anxious to see where the numbers currently are at for 2017, and I'll be reporting that in my newsletter that goes out sometime tomorrow morning. Okay, it's not enough that J.P. Morgan Chase beats by 19 cents. We have retail sales tracking higher as expected. Guess what? The hottest area of retail sales is. I'll give you three choices.
I already know.
Department stores, auto sales, or online retailers.
Boy, it's a toss-up between online retailers and automakers, I would think. But it's no, still got to be Amazon.
Yeah, the retail sales.
Are we talking per capita?
Just year over year.
Year, yeah, it's got to be.
It's the same time last year.
Okay.
Well, overall, retail sales are up 2.7% year over year. But the non-store retailers were up 10.6%. Four times the growth. And meanwhile, department stores, okay, we're talking Dillard's, Sears, JCPenney, Macy's, Nordstrom's, they were down year over year. What a trend, huh?
Well, you know, when you look at someone like Steven, our millennial here in the office.
And they're the future.
Everything that he owns has come from online buying. Everything.
That's right.
Yesterday.
The Amazon tag is on his shoes.
Yesterday I saw that he had a new shirt on. And I said, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? He says, I got that online. I said, well, how do you try it on? How do you look? It was one of those collarless shirts. He says, well, you can't see it. I didn't notice it didn't have a collar when I bought it online. But I like it. How can you buy a shirt without trying it on?
I've got to try things on.
Yeah, I know. Me too. We're old guys.
Not a lot of things fit anymore.
No, I know.
Like they used to, you know?
The sizes.
Wells Fargo, another one, beats by 2 cents. The beleaguered Wells Fargo, the ones that hounded me four times a day because my daughter was late on one payment. Who do they call? Dad.
They call Dad. Right?
Four times a day. Now, that, to me, is harassment. Okay? That is harassment. I got so mad at them, I yelled at them, and they dinged my credit for it. My daughter was late on one payment. And she was having issues. I didn't know where she was. I do not like Wells Fargo. But they beat earnings. Okay, now, another bank. Citigroup beats by 8 cents. And they beat on revenue. You know, while over the last six quarters now, year-over-year earnings have been slightly lower than the prior quarters because of the drop in oil prices. But the banks haven't missed a beat. They continue to figure out ways to get money out of your wallet.
Okay? Call Dad.
Yep. They know how. Put the pressure on Pops.
The co-signer.
Who co-signed on a loan, who hasn't even seen the car in 4 years. I don't even know what kind of car it was. She called me one day from college. Dad, can you co-sign on my car?
Oh, sure.
And then her life took a little turn for the worse, and Dad's on the hook, and they're calling me at 10 p.m.
Well, hey, at least Wells Fargo didn't open some mystery account that you didn't know anything about.
No, I would have rather had they had done that than ding my credit, which was pristine at the time, you know. All right, China inflation. Why do we care about China inflation? Well, because yesterday the market was down because of China. And today the market's up, partly because of China. They're happy to see a little inflation over there in China. Well, it's all about earnings. It is all about earnings. This earnings season, this was week number one of earnings season. This is just like the opening salvo. Next week, it kicks, starts to rev up, and the week after that, it's in full gear. So I got to believe I'll be here next Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got to believe I'll be here the Friday after that.
Folks, he's ruined Sanford and Son Friday. Not sequestered in the secret bunker.
No, but I will be out of here in about 14 minutes, and Stephen's going to sit in the old man's chair, which he's wanted to do ever since he joined the firm.
Of course.
He's been looking at my
chair,
my office, my credit cards.
Your TV.
We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Do the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it is Sanford and Son Friday. It is not Groundhog Day, but we have the captain of the ship, Bill Gunderson, Captain Bill, is in the ship today. He's steering, and we've got him for just a few more minutes before he turns over the helm to the young gun, the son of a gun.
That's right, the son of a gun. Oh, well, you know what? I'm trying to figure out what my main story is going to be today.
This is the time when you kind of go into a trance and start working on the newsletter.
I put on my game face while you guys go get breakfast.
That's right. At Tip Top.
I put on my game face. But I'm just thinking back on this week. You know, Alcoa was not good. It's not a consequential company anymore. But these three banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo, have really upped the bar here. And have really kind of set the tone for next week, where we'll get a lot more in the way of earnings. But what we're all looking at is, we're looking at $118 per share estimated for this year. If we come in and we beat earnings, we may get higher than that. That'll drive the market higher. But the key really is what they say about next year, 2017. And you know, these analysts are all going to start really fine-tuning their 2017 numbers. And if we're going to make 118 this year, what are we expected to make next year? Because that really is the bottom line. I mean, that's when you got the blinkers on and you're looking straight ahead. That's what I look at. That's the earnings, right? Where we're headed, expectations. And you say, well, does that work? Is that the best thing to look at? Well, since 2009, it has been, right? As all of this noise that you hear on a daily basis.
Every day. Every pundit.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, it's tax tsunamis and government shutdowns.
And the drama in the headlines. It's unbelievable.
Constant. And if you just stayed focused for 7.5 years now on earnings. Now, obviously, there's more to it than that. But in the end, that's the most powerful force of all. Other things are tributaries that lead into it, the economy and inflation and retail sales and unemployment. Those are all tributaries that feed into this big river. We used to go fishing up in Montana. My father and I, my uncle owned that big resort on the Madison River, one of the finest trout fly fishing areas in the world. And we used to fish the tributaries that led into the Madison River.
Sure.
I can remember one, Odell Creek. They call it Crick, I think.
Yeah, they do.
Crick. And my father, because you know the adage, if you can see a fish, the fish can see you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So now we had to crawl. This is my father tutoring his son, right? Okay. I might have been 14 at the time, 13. We got down, laying down and crawling.
Crawling through the grass,
watching for rattlesnakes.
Right.
Under the barbed wire fence.
Oh, boy.
Because he knew a pool there where big German brown trout hung out.
Were you in camouflage?
No, but I had stickers all over me and weeds all over.
Mosquitoes.
And we get up there, and he lands a perfect cast right into the perfect area of the pool.
The little eddy that slows the water down. It's so gorgeous.
And a big brown trout rose up for that thing. And it ended up being about about a 4.5 pounder.
That's a nice brown.
But that's a big.
That's a big
because they're
brown.
A long, oh, yeah. skinny fish.
Sure,
they're not like a salmon.
No,
with
no,
big,
no,
or a largemouth bass.
No, more like a pike or a muskie.
And he went to get it mounted, and his uncle said, "Oh, Marv, you want to wait till you get an 8 or 9 pounder?"
Oh.
But we were so proud of that 4.5 pounder. He
and
had
browns
it.
Are beautiful with They're the spots beautiful. On them; they're just gorgeous.
So he had that thing mounted in a curved, like it's attacking the lure, and put on a nice wooden plaque. I wish I had it.
Where'd it go?
I have no idea where it went when Pops passed away and he left everything. He gave the bass boat to one of our employees.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my father.
When are we going bass boat shopping?
He was a very generous man. And we had a guy that was a tournament fisherman.
Yeah.
Fished all the bass tournaments. And he gave that bass boat to him instead of his son, you know. So tell Stephen, you know, that you'll probably get my fishing collection. Not Stephen.
He doesn't want it, though.
And my over-under Charles Daly shotgun. I don't know where that happened.
You got to be kidding
nope.
me.
And here's duck season coming up. You and I were looking at the Western Outdoor News with the preview of duck season.
Now, we've got late season dove hunting
We've
coming up.
We got to do that.
It's in 2 weeks.
We're going to Arizona.
Arizona. Right? Going over to Yuma.
I'm in.
I've got the spot.
Count me
we're
in.
We're going to shoot.
Okay. And we're trying to we've been bagging a few doves around here, you know. I'm really happy with the portfolios that I have right now. I have my income portfolio, which I've shied away from interest rate sensitive. Well, look, you know, here's your story. When the real dove season opened, what, a month ago, 2 months ago?
Yeah, that's right, September 1st.
You went into the store and they were closed, and you were like, oh, my God, where am I going to get the info?
That's right.
Because you need info.
You have intel. Where to go?
And there are people that drive those roads every day over by Yuma. Is that
they know where
you
the
were?
Flights are.
Sure.
We were in Yuma, right on the Colorado River.
They know the pattern. You pull into a gas station.
Well, and then we went into Walmart.
Oh, that's right. It was in a Walmart. Yeah. And you ran into two people that were
that
buying
work in the hunting store.
Okay. And you have, you know, you're not afraid to talk to anybody.
No. And they were wearing camo. I knew that they were doing something
yeah.
around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you figure they're hunters if they're wearing camo. And you talked to them, and they were locals.
They were. Yep.
Worked. How important it is to be a local
oh,
and to
goodness.
Know the back roads. And did they point you in exactly the
told
area?
Told us exactly where to go to where my sons and I could shoot dove that day.
Okay.
We had no idea where to go without them.
Had you not run into them, you would have been wandering aimlessly on back roads.
We would have been trying to shoot dove in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, because I've been there. I've wandered aimlessly with my father.
Sure.
Till we got stuck in the mud in the middle of nowhere. And had to wait for 2 days. So I had to come and get it. Finally, a little tractor came out, pulled us out of the mud. We had mosquito bites all over us.
You had some amazing adventures.
You know, we called my father's middle name was Fiasco when we went on fishing or hunting trips. But we always came back with game. Always, always.
Well, if you didn't, you'd have starved to death because you were stuck.
And I'd ask my wife, because I'm going to show you, I was a portrait artist early on, because my father was a well-known artist, and I painted a self-portrait of myself, and I'm holding what? A 7-pound striped bass. And you said, I have fished that spot.
That exact spot.
Yeah. And I have it in the background of the painting.
Isn't that something?
Back then, now there's a city there.
Right,
I believe
right.
across from Laughlin. Bullhead City, something like that.
That's
but
right.
when I was there, there's just
nothing.
Brush behind me.
Right.
Brush. But I'm holding the 7-pound stripe. Well, I'm going to go look for a 7-pound striped bass right now and report on it to our newsletter readers over the weekend and try to put some in our clients' portfolios. All right?
Okay. Well, get it done. We'll report on the rest of the show
okay.
coming up here.
You have a good show.
There he goes, folks.
lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California, North San Diego County, California. Bill has gone the way of the newsletter. He has departed from us. He is no longer steering the ship, and I have next to me here at the helm the young gun, Stephen Gunderson, heir to the throne.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Wearing your J.Crew, for those that are watching on the internet and seeing us on YouTube here, your J.Crew internet purchased shirt.
That's right.
Your dad and I were talking about the fact that when you get to be our age and our shape, you can't you can't buy a shirt based on size. You have to try it on.
But once you know your size, I mean, but you own a lot of shirts. You know what size they are, so you realize, yeah, I'm more this size.
But I'm more this size. Yeah. Come on.
Like, this fits better than
the
other
sizes. Do you know when you haven't ordered that shirt before? Because sizes within brands differ.
Well, it's annoying when they don't fit.
It is annoying.
You got to send it back.
Now, think about yesterday. Today, you have a collar.
I have a collar.
Yesterday, you ordered a shirt, and it came, and it didn't have a collar.
Yeah, that was
See, if you were in a store, you'd know that you were buying a shirt with no collar.
But you know what? I probably wouldn't have bought that shirt without the collar, but I actually liked it.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
It had the cool look to it.
It
made you look like a priest. Kind of had the, you know, he put
a little white thing right
there. Yeah, a little white thing. You look like a priest.
Yeah.
It was an excellent looking shirt.
Thank you.
However,
I didn't know it did not have a collar.
See?
But it made me try something new.
You see the pitfalls of ordering online?
No.
Even though it's convenient?
No.
Everything in your home is purchased on
Amazon. If I would have gone to J.Crew, though, and bought that shirt, it would have been like I would have gotten one of those shirts for like $90. Instead, I got three of them for $90.
Okay. Now we have officially lost our whole audience at this point. However, because your dad and I are wearing shirts that we actually picked out in a store,
yeah,
we're looking sharp today. This one, you see this shirt here?
You got that at a store that says Point Loma Baseball?
Point Loma Baseball. This one was actually purchased off of the table during a game with a fundraiser.
Try it on first.
No.
Hey,
no, I didn't, but I kind of knew my size.
so do I.
Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what. We're filling in for Bill during this next 30 minutes or so, the last couple of segments, because he is, in fact, working on the newsletter, and it has worked very well the last couple of weeks as we have thrown out the invitation for folks to talk to Bill on the phone. We've put those appointments together.
Yeah, we've gotten some good feedback on it.
Some really good feedback. And we've had some folks that would normally not have the opportunity to speak with Bill on a one-on-one basis. And he doesn't have a lot of slots to do that. But it has worked the last couple of weeks. We've had some folks either fax over or scan and email over copies of their statement. And Bill's been able to sit down with them for 10 or 15 minutes on the phone and kind of give you or give them his opinion as an extra source of information. Maybe they're having their portfolio or their IRA or whatever it happens to be managed by either a computer or a big brokerage firm or an individual little brokerage house, or maybe they're doing it themselves and they need to have the doctor's second opinion. Mm-hmm. It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think based on the feedback that we've gotten anyway,
everyone loves free advice.
Free advice. And you may not want to take the advice.
Don't you ever have a friend who's a doctor? I got this thing on my arm.
Poor doctors.
What is it?
Doctors and dentists.
Yeah,
you know,
does suck.
You're at a social event or you're at a ball game or something.
Hurts.
Yes.
Can you look at it real quick?
I've got a friend who's an orthopedic surgeon, and he's a sports orthopedic surgeon.
That's cool.
And he's a fellow baseball coach with me with youth baseball. Mm-hmm. And we went to a Padres game together with our kids, and my foot was hurting me. And I said, hey, can you give me some advice? And he turns to me and says, Rob, listen, man, I'm watching a baseball game, okay?
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone, man. Come to my office if you want to talk about your sore foot.
Yeah, it's got
to
be hard. Doctors get it all the time.
All the time. Well, the good news is...
And everyone's guilty of it. Everyone's done it at least once.
You know, I know a lot about boats, and... Anybody who has a boat, who has a problem with a boat, they usually say, hey, Rob, will you come over and take a look at my boat? Or can you tell me what? I said, I don't want to talk about boats. So I understand. But anyway, Bill, fortunately, likes talking about all of this market gobbledygook stuff all day long. He loves it. That's all he likes to talk about, that and hunting and fishing. So when somebody faxes over or sends over a portfolio or a statement, he loves to sit down and kind of look at it under the microscope.
Yeah.
We had a guy from out in Texas send over about $1 million worth of positions that he has in the market, maybe a little more, a little over $1 million of positions that he has in the market that he manages himself. No, I think it was Atlanta. So a guy in Atlanta. And that he manages himself. And Bill said, hey, man, you know, a lot of this stuff's really good, but a lot of this stuff you need to go a different direction in and really help the guy out. Now, I don't know whether or not he's going to be a client of Bill's or not. However, now the guy has some really good direction as to how Bill might help him manage his portfolio going forward. And it's a free service. This is the deal. If you want to do this, we've got a couple of spots on Monday, probably one or two on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we get towards the end of the week where he really gets busy. So if you want to do it, I guess they should email me. Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah, or call you.
Or call us. One of the two.
Either
they can call the office. You'll answer, or Lisa will answer the phone usually at 855.
Except for right after the show because, you know, we go get breakfast.
Where are we going today?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay. That's right. Because for the next 45 minutes after the show, we have to eat. Or we get really...
So email Rob.
That's right. Rob@GundersonCapital.com. Yeah. Just put in the subject line that you want a consultation with Bill or you want to, you know, want a little 10 or 15 minute phone call with Bill.
Yeah.
Rob@GundersonCapital.com. And then I'll set it up kind of in the schedule during the week and you're going to need to send me over your statement or at least, you know, the majority of what you've got in the market, or
screenshot of your computer with all your holdings.
What your situation is, something so Bill at least knows what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And then I'll set up a time, either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, that you can visit with him, and he will give you his advice. Now, we're not doing this just to bring in new customers. Obviously, it's marketing. Obviously, we would love for folks to see the kind of advice that Bill gives to folks. But at the same time, it's free. It's nothing that we're going to take
you
any
don't
kind
have to
of
do anything.
Don't
after.
Have to do anything. We're not going to headlock you into becoming a client, anything like that. We just want you to see the type of advice, personal advice, that Bill would give you if you were one of his clients.
Yeah, maybe you know someone who's in the same boat as you, and
yep.
maybe they're not
yep.
on top of things,
and might refer them to Bill. Because, sure, we've got the app, and we've got the radio show, and we've got the newsletter. But really, the main portion of our business is money management, and that's what Bill does.
Yeah. And if you get the newsletter and the app, and you're doing it on your own, there's another thing you need that is very, very important. That's time. And a lot of people don't have it.
You know, that's a really good point.
Thank you.
That is a really good point. You may have all of the bullets in the gun, but if you don't have time to fire the gun, then, you know.
I mean, it takes a lot of long time and work, and it's hard, and you get behind, and something happens to the stock or your portfolio. You know, it sounds easy when you get all the information and, you know, it's fun. I mean, it's fun to manage your
kind
own
of fun.
Stuff
kind
if,
of fun.
If it's doing well, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes a lot of time.
Maybe there's
something else you want to be doing. And,
it's like hiring a gardener or somebody to mow their lawn. I love to mow my lawn and make all the lines straight and edge it and make it look beautiful and green. Yeah. But there's something magic about coming home
and it's already done
at the end of the day and your lawn's mowed.
Well,
you're gonna go
to your kid's baseball game.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
You gotta weigh things in your head. What is most important to
you? Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic to come home and have all the weeds and the edge and everything done, and you don't have to get out the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Now my lawnmower is a 15-year-old, which
is
great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Does he do it right?
Nah.
Yeah.
But he's learning. You know, he's learning how to get it done. And it makes a big difference. When somebody else is doing those menial tasks that take up a huge part of your day, well, that's what Bill does. He'll weed your portfolio garden.
Yeah.
He'll mow the lawn. He'll get rid of the bad stuff. He'll plant. He'll fertilize and make things nice and pretty for you. So you can get on with your life and enjoy your life and go fishing or on a cruise or visit your grandkids or go to Disneyland or just play golf or sit in your recliner and do nothing if you not worry about. Yeah, I know it. You'd be ordering shirts online.
Yep,
that's what you'd
watching
do.
Watching baseball and football and basketball.
That's right. All the day. Rest of your life. So just turn over your entire financial world to someone and relax. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Stop living life in the fast lane.
Yeah. There we go.
With the bumper music coming in, the Eagles. Or is this Eagles or Don Henley? Is it straight Don Henley?
No, it's Eagles.
It's Eagles. Yeah. All right. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about staying out of the fast lane, enjoying life a little bit. It's Bill Gunderson's radio show, The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. he dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is Sanford and Son Friday. You're here in the studio with the son of gun, the son of gun, the son of a gun, the son of a Gunderson.
Son of a Gunder.
The son of a Gunder, Stephen Gunderson. And this is Rob Sanford. We're filling in for Bill as he is sequestered in his remote secret bunker because we can't keep him in his bunker anymore. Now that we have this North County office, he likes coming here.
He likes it.
He does. He likes driving through the winding roads and ending up here at his remote bunker, which has windows all the way around it, so it's not that secret.
No.
And we can't keep him in the bunker on Friday. He's been here during Sanford and Son Friday three of the last four Fridays.
I think it's a good thing.
You think? Well, I
give the people a little information. A
little bit of except on
little
during this show.
About what's coming in the newsletter.
Only the first quarter we talked about the market. Second quarter was all hunting and fishing.
Yeah, that's no good.
Third quarter was, hey, we can get you hooked up with Bill. We can have you meet with Bill. But there are some folks that don't have even the time to have a phone call with Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it might be to your advantage to sign up for the newsletter, because he's over there right now in a trance working on that newsletter. He's typing away, fire flying from his fingertips, as the song says, and he is writing the newsletter. And you can get it tomorrow. You can get it as early as maybe noon our time here Pacific time, so 2 or 3 o'clock on the East Coast. You can get the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and the best news of all is that it's free. Tell the folks how they can get it, young Stephen.
GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
Click on the newsletter tab, and there's a little link that says get a free trial to the newsletter. And we don't need a credit card. We don't need any of that information. We just need your name and your email address.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
And make it a real phone number, because sometimes getting the newsletter can be a little glitchy. We don't know if you're getting it or not. We can actually see if you're receiving it on your end, but we don't know if you're opening it. We'd like to check in with you from time to time, make sure you're getting the newsletter okay. So don't give us 555-555-5555.
Here's the catch. If it is 555, if it's all,
come on.
If you know it's a fake number, I'm not putting you in.
There you go, man. I mean, give us a...
No newsletter.
What's the point of subscribing to the newsletter if we can't make sure you're getting it? Now, obviously, we'd love to visit with you, but we just want to make sure you're getting the newsletter okay. And nobody's going to get your phone number or your address or your email address. We don't sell it to anybody. We don't give it to anybody. It's just me and Steven and Bill. We're the only ones that know, okay?
Yeah.
So let us know your real info so you can get the info.
Yeah.
You'll
get the newsletter tomorrow.
You will. Yeah. Tomorrow. And I'll tell you, if you sign up during the week, because there's some folks that listen on
Monday.
Or 2 days
ago, if you're
yeah, that's right. You'll get it 2 days ago.
In a delayed market.
If you're in a delayed market, if you're one of the cities that we play on Monday.
You'll get the newsletter today if you sign up.
That's right. You'll get it today if it's Monday. See, we're talking in future tense right now. You know why? Because Steven here, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, Steven here gets that inquiry, sees your information, types it in, and sends you an email on the spot.
Yeah.
That says, here's your first newsletter.
It might not be right away, but, you know.
Yeah, it depends
within
on
within 24 hours. That's what I always say.
If there's some kind of sporting event on that
within
you're obsessed
24
with,
hours.
If you're ordering something on Amazon. Okay. So you're going to get it real quick, thanks to the exceptional customer service
oh, yeah.
of Stephen
so
Gunderson.
Good.
That's right. I'm telling you, that's pretty good. He's a lot more disciplined than I am when it comes to doing stuff like that, and that's excellent. Very, very good. Okay, so they can get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com.
Uh-huh.
If they're carrying around one of these cool things, for those of you watching us, there's the iPhone 7.
Well, you can actually do it from the web on the iPhone 7, too.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Go to the website.
All right, okay. Yeah, but.
There's a browser on here.
Okay, but if you've got a 6 or a 5 or a 4, or if you've got an Android.
You can do it on there, too.
You can do it on there.
But you can call us, yeah.
How about that?
If you have a rotary phone and it doesn't have internet,
just you can call us. What's the number?
855-611-BEST, which also is 2378. So 855-611-2378 if you have a pen. If you're trying to remember it, 855-611-BEST.
And you got here's how it's going to work. When the phone rings on our end, you're either going to hear from Lisa, who will pick up the phone, Stephen, or myself.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get some receptionist in Milwaukee that's going to say, oh, you know, let me get your information. You're going to talk to us.
Yeah.
We actually answer the phone.
Yep.
And if you would like a consultation with Bill, if you'd like him to go over your portfolio at no charge, we're serious here, just tell us, and we'll set it up, and we'll get you on the phone with Bill. That's a pretty cool deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool deal to be able to actually call up and talk to Bill and get his insight. And lastly, we have one other resource for folks. We have the newsletter, and we have our phone number, which is the 855 number, but then we also have
We have the app.
The app, that's right. Tell people what
that
is.
If you have the smartphone, any smartphone, you can get the app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Just search Best Stocks Now.
Okay.
That's it. It's free. Download it. If you don't have a smartphone and you're still interested in looking at the app.
Good point.
It's also on a website. If you just go to beststocksnowappapp.com.
There it is.
There it is. Same exact thing that's on the phone that you can download from the store.
You can look at it on your laptop.
Same exact thing.
That's the same exact thing. So beststocksnowapp.com.
Yeah.
And what's cool about that is that you can listen to the radio show. You can check out all of Bill's tweets during the day.
There's links to
all
website,
the stuff.
Everything.
Everything is on beststocksnowapp.com.
Yes.
Which is a great resource. So I know there's a lot of people that have no idea with or about what to do with their money. No idea. IRA, 401k, ETFs that they've got investments in. Maybe they have REITs. Maybe they have bonds. They don't know what to do with the whole mess. Bill's the doctor.
Hey, one other thing.
Okay.
All right. So in the app, if you look up a stock, it'll show you the rank, the grade, and all that good stuff, all the numbers behind the stock. The very bottom of the page, there's a little list of every time Bill has either tweeted about the stock or talked about the stock on the radio.
That's awesome.
That's a really cool tool if you want to see what he has to say about it personally. And if there's a stock that you love or that you own a lot of that you're interested in, look down there and maybe he hasn't talked about it, shoot us an email and maybe we'll get Bill to talk about it next week.
Drives me crazy. We give
That's
away
cool,
too much
right?
information.
Yeah.
We really do.
Most likely he'll hit the stock.
Most likely he will.
But shoot us an email and we'll bring it to Bill and say, hey, this guy, this lady, she
That's a good idea
emailed
too.
Us and wants to talk about this stock. Can
he'll
you
talk
do
about it?
It
on the air.
And then it will be on the app the next day.
It'll be
Isn't that crazy?
It'll be a featured stock.
Yeah.
And then you can hear what Bill's opinion is about everything.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, you've been listening to The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunder filling in for Bill. We appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.